Magistrates across the country currently considering what the next step should be in highlighting their plight. They say they're sick and tired of being overworked, underpaid, and overlooked by the judicial system, the Judicial Officers Association of South Africa, that mainly represents the interests of magistrates. Say the members have been fighting for over a decade to have voices heard, particularly when it comes to pay inequality, they say, in the judicial system. Neelan Karikun, chair of the Judicial Officers Association, thanks so much for joining us. I don't think we realize, but there's a statistic in front of me that says magistrates in South Africa, they do up to 95% of the judicial work that moves through South African courts. Is that accurate?
Hi, thank you so much, Lester, and thank you for the opportunity. Lester, the percentage is absolutely accurate. In fact, there's been research done to that effect, and also judges matter that that organization through the University of Cape Town can even confirm those types of statistics. 95% of all judicial work is what the lower court actually does, and the latter 5% would end up in the high court. We are the coal face of all work that's received in our courts. And remember, the public at large, the first point of call would be the magistrate's court. You'll not see someone going for maintenance, domestic violence, harassment, and even children's court matters to the high court directly. They would ordinarily come to magistrate's court. So we are doing that type of work. And if you even compare the type of work we do to prosecutors, prosecutors do about 45% of legal work in terms of criminal work. They don't do civil work. Magistrates do civil, do criminal work. They even do divorces now. That type of jurisdiction has permeated from the High Court to the Magistrates Court. And we also have PAYA that deals with holding government to account in terms of administrative action. Those types of jurisdiction used to primarily fall within the domain of the High Court. We do that. When you look at the Equality Court, we have Equality Courts in the Magistrates Court, the District, the Regional Court, and we also have them in the High Court. So we also deal with constitutional issues. The regional magistrate, for example, is able to impose life imprisonment for certain types of matters. And that's the maximum penal jurisdiction in the country. Even judges can give that. They cannot give any more. And when it comes to monetary jurisdiction, we can authorize judgments, although we have different levels. We have 200,000, 400,000. But remember, in many instances, and when the National Credit Act is applied, we are able to give money judgments for amounts in excess of our jurisdiction, could be in the millions. So those are the types of matters we are currently doing. In fact, from what I've described to you, we have been calling for a change of name. The term magistracy should not even be applied because we are literally lower court judges, and then we have the high court judges. So that system that we currently have, it needs to be overhauled. There needs to be a single unified judiciary in terms of legislation. And we are trying to get the relevant role players like the Minister of Justice and the Magistrates Commission and all the people that should be involved in this, inclusive of the Chief Justice. Because remember, the Chief Justice is our anchor. He is our head. And he's the head of the judiciary. And we fall within the judiciary. So the Chief Justice's office also needs to take ownership of the lower court judiciary, because we are largely ignored. Our benefits, if you do a little bit of research, you'll be able to see that there's no parity between the way in which judges are treated and the way in which magistrates are treated.
So let's talk about remuneration. You say it's not simply just a call for a pay hike, but calling for equality in remuneration, to undo a disparity in different judicial officers or state prosecutors. What is the average salary of a magistrate, as say, compared to a senior prosecutor?
A magistrate's salary, when a magistrate is employed, a magistrate earns just... When I say earned, I mean the gross and the notch. It's just over R1 million. But remember, when you deal with tax, I think it's about 45% already goes towards tax. So you can do the maths and see what's left, and you can divide that, and you'll be able to see what exactly they would receive. And when we talk about equality, We're not saying that we want to earn as a judge or exactly what a judge earns. All we are saying that is in light of our role, functions and duties, we need to be able to earn what's appropriate and what's fair in relation to our anchor position, who is our Chief Justice. Because right now on paper, when you notice what a judge earns, you will presume that we're very close to them. But there are benefits that go beyond that monetary amount. When it comes to magistrates, that's what you see is the complete cost to company package as compared to judges that have benefits and ex gratia payments, pension for life that goes beyond what they actually receive. So that's one of the main issues we have. And further to that, when you talk about public servants like prosecutors, state attorneys, legal aid attorneys, they have been receiving yearly pay progressions that are way above what a public office bearer or a magistrate would receive. So that difference in salary has been increasing for more than a decade. And quite often magistrates have been receiving 0% increase, or if they do, they receive an increase that's way below inflation. Like, for example, 2%, 3.5%. It just doesn't make sense. We don't have any entity currently that is actually looking after the magistracy. You know, if you look at the Magistrates Commission, the Minister of Justice, the Office of the Chief Justice, the Independent Remuneration Committee, we don't have any body that is currently overseeing or looking after the interests of the magistracy. So currently we are potentially in a constitutional crisis. Magistrates have been patient for more than a decade. In fact, even litigating, you know, why should we even go to court to fight for rights that we have? We expect Parliament and you know, the constitutional process to actually work. But clearly it hasn't been working so far.
I would say that magistrates, judicial officers, form part of a sector of the South African economy and society that are considered essential workers. You say that there are about 800 judicial officers, magistrates, who would be threatening to down tools if their voices are not heard. This is somewhat unprecedented, particularly taking this particular call into the public domain, Neelan. As you say, there is a magistrates commission that deals with issues affecting the remuneration and benefits and conditions of magistrates. Are magistrates allowed in terms of law to embark on any form of strike action?
Thank you so much, Lester. When it comes to that type of activity or action, remember, none of us within the organization have actually called for that type of activity. And we understand and we are acutely aware that we are essential services, and there's no way we want to disrupt the court system or not allow our people to have access to the courts, because that's our core function. And there's no way we're going to deviate from what our core function is. All we have done thus far is we are seeking a legal opinion as to what our rights actually are and to what extent can we engage in industrial action or even strike action for that matter, because this is uncharted waters. This is a gray area. Remember, we don't even fall under, or we're not even regarded as employees. So the Labor Relations Act doesn't give us any protection. And when it comes to public office bearers, what exactly do we do? Where do we actually go? Currently, as an organization, as JUASA, we are engaging our membership. We are having discussions on the ground. In fact, every province has been mobilized to give us their input. Remember, they are all legally qualified people. They're not going to, on a whim, make any suggestion to go against the Constitution or to bring the judiciary into disrepute. Once we have that information from our members on the ground, then we're going to make a decision as to what exactly should happen. But obviously due process will follow, and we will make sure that the judiciary is not brought into disrepute. And I can tell you now, we have not currently called for any industrial action. It's more of a discussion that we are engaging.
Neelan Karikan is the chair of the Judicial Officers Association of South Africa, saying no calls yet for strike, but they want to bring to the table that magistrates, lower court judges, they see to about 95% of the cases that go through the South African judicial system, and there is a case of pay parity. Your thoughts, if you work in the judicial services, if you are a magistrate, drop me an anonymous WhatsApp or a voice note. I'd appreciate to hear your perspective. 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567.